I'm Amy Holmes. I'm here with Catherine Lamfer. So, Catherine, for a lot of families, it is back to school. But the question is retail back to normal? Economists say that the recession is over, but parents are still feeling the pinch. Here to talk with us about that in the studio is Louise Story, finance reporter for the New York Times, and also Mary Elizabeth Williams, culture critic for Salon.com. Welcome, ladies.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. So, Louise, what's going on? Economists say, you know, we're out of the woods, but parents are not in the shopping malls.
It's going to take a while till regular people see the impact of the recession ending. And so for now, they're clinging to their money. They're telling Junior they don't get many treats this year. And we can already see from July sales figures that they're not spending much on back-to-school supplies.
So how does this fall compare to recessions past?
Some analysts say this will be the first decline in back-to-school spending in more than a decade. And people are trimming back in everything from electronics to clothing for their kids.
And does this have an impact for retailers looking into the future in terms of, like, holiday shopping?
Absolutely. You know, you spend the most on your kids for their birthdays, for back to school, and for the holidays. And back to school is the second biggest time after the holidays. And presents are already being shipped over to the factories. So if retailers have misestimated for this holiday season, it'll be a big problem. And this is the leading indicator for holiday sales.
Hey, but we didn't have this problem at the beginning of the school year last year, and we already were hurting, but people were still buying the new backpacks and the pencil sets. So what's different now?
Well, that's because the last thing you cut back on is your child. You know, if you can cut back on something else, you do. And earlier in the recession, people didn't know how bad it would be. And remember, the stock market didn't decline as much until last fall after people had already loaded up on back-to-school goodies. So it's really only this fall that we're seeing people feeling a lot poorer.
So, Mary Elizabeth, are you cutting back on your children?
I like that. This is a bad mother moment.
Kids, I'm sorry this year. No shoes for you. It's a little more like maybe you're not going to get the box of 64. Maybe we're only going to get the box of 16 this year. But the other thing that's happening for a lot of parents around the country, and I'm certainly feeling it, is the schools are facing budget cuts. Aside from the fact that so many parents now are unemployed or are taking pay cuts, schools themselves have been taking a pay cut. So when I looked at my children's list of supplies for the year, it wasn't just the usual notebooks and pens. It was also supplies just for the classrooms themselves. So we're actually being asked to spend more than ever before. It's not just about buying sneakers. It's our school needs a broom and dustpan. Our school needs a printer. Please help us add to a fund so that we can get things just for the classroom. So we're being demanded more. We're being asked more than ever before.
But this would seem to put parents in a real squeeze. I mean, if we see that unemployment is going up and so people are worried about their family incomes, they're paying taxes. Now they're paying on top of that. How are folks handling it?
It's terrible. My school got a $300,000 cut last year. And so if they're asking for additional printer labels, we can certainly understand it. But it's very, very hard. And those of us who are lucky enough, knock on wood right now, to still be unemployed are really going to be asked to step up even more than ever. And where I have to cut back is definitely on my own expenses.
Sweatpants?
I'm wearing more sweatpants. The jeans are a little more frayed than ever. But it's also, you know, if it's not that, like, go out and outfit your kids in a whole new wardrobe for the fall.
Yeah, let me just say a word on behalf of the nation's adolescents. Mom, I have to have the right jeans.
Oh.
Come on. What are you doing to me?
Yeah, this year, kids, you're all going to be shame walking through the aisles together. That's the good part. There's not going to be a whole lot of fancy trapper keepers in the hallways this year.
But I think a question a lot of people would have, though, is this a result just of the recession, or is there bad management also going on?
In terms of
the school budget.
It's so on a state by state level. You know, we who live in New York can look to what's happened in Albany and say that was kind of an interesting. It's been interesting times for us. But it's also on the level of individual schools. Of course, private schools it's a completely different story. And what they're dealing with is declining enrollments because of the economy. So they're feeling the pinch even more as well.
So Julie, I want to ask you about these status conscious teens and those labels that I remember were so important, the, you know, Perry topsiders and the Guess jeans. Are there some labels that are really suffering and other labels that actually are getting a boost?
Yes. So the cheaper brands are going to do better, you know, an Aeropostal. But, you know, if your child asks to go to J. Crew or something where it's pricier, you might say, not this year.
And it also seems that apparel in general is suffering because that's kind of the last thing that your kid needs. Your kid really needs the notebook and the pencils.
That seems like a luxury. And if you've got to take in stuff to the schools like mops, then you're going to cut back on clothes. But, of course, that's not what kids want to hear.
I see. Well, thank you, ladies, for joining us. We appreciate it. And I hope that your kids are able to get some goodies when they go back to school.
They're going
to
have the best new pencils ever.
What a good mom.
Thanks.
I think we'll give you both good mom dispensations.
That was Mary Elizabeth Williams, culture critic for Salon.com, and Louise Story, finance reporter for The New York Times. And let's get a check on the morning news. Catherine, some headlines?